You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, recently we've been talking about Site Village Southeast that took place earlier in November at Kensington Town Hall. But it's not always easy for people to get to Site Village events, which predominantly happen in England and Wales. What about folk in Northern Ireland? Well, joining us now with a potential event that you might find interesting if you want to get hands-on with some of that specialist assistive technology and speak with the experts, as well as come together with like-minded people, it's Jackie Brown from RNIB's Technology for Life team in Northern Ireland. Welcome in, Jackie, to RNIB Connect Radio. Fantastic to have you with us. And I'm pretty sure when we have spoken in the past, you have said to me that this was always a bit of a dream of yours to be involved with a technology event in Northern Ireland. So your dream's coming true.
It is. Hi. I am absolutely delighted that finally my dream of having a large technology exhibition in these parts is coming true. And we thought we would, you know, let everybody know, just to whet the appetite, if you like, that we are having an exhibition on the 28th of February 2024 at the Europa Hotel in Belfast. It's a Wednesday and it's going to be on between the hours of 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. So that gives anybody who's in education or at uni or at work, or anybody that has quite a way to travel, it gives you plenty of time during those hours of 11 and 7 to have a look around. And all the main players in the assistive technology arena are going to be present. So we're looking at Computer Room Services, Dolphin, Optelec, Humanware, Sight and Sound Technology, Vision Aid Technologies, AbilityNet, and one or two others, as well as RNIB as well. So it's a chance for anybody who is thinking about buying a piece of kit and wants to have a look first, or anybody that's, oh no, I'm really scared of technology and I don't know where to start. And obviously for your advanced users who just want to see the latest technology if they're thinking of purchasing something. So there's something there for everybody, and we're hoping to have sort of giveaway prizes and things like that as well. We're trying to make it as interesting and appealing as possible.
Now, in the introduction, Jackie, I made the comparison with Site Village, which obviously everybody is familiar with if they've been to one. But for anyone who's not, what sort of experience are you likely to have as a blind person coming to an event like this? Will visitors be expected to register, or is it just a case of turn up on the day? Will there be volunteers available? Will the space be designed so that we as blind people can navigate around independently? What's that experience going to be like for those interested in visiting you in Belfast towards the end of February?
Okay, so there's a booking form for exhibitors, customers, and anybody who wants to just come and have a look around, they can just turn up on the day. There is going to be sort of talks and demonstrations and things like that if you want to go off into a screened area, if you like, and I'm going to be doing a presentation of a day in the life of a blind person using their technology from when you wake up in the morning to when you go to bed at night. So that's going to be kind of interesting. But it is free to enter, and the only people that have to register are the suppliers of companies, so that we know who's coming and how many tables they need. I've got some technology volunteers who are very willing and able and will offer sighted guide. So there will be people around to help anybody that comes, you know, to get from A to B. It's going to be in one room. So it's a huge room at the Europa Hotel. It's their conference centre. And there will be nearby parking for anybody who's going to bring somebody along by car. There will be refreshments available, and there will be plenty of places nearby to eat as well if you want to take yourselves out of the hotel and have a wander around and get something a bit cheaper perhaps to eat. But there's loads of places round about. And The most important thing, I think, Dave, to say is that you will be guaranteed a very warm welcome to the island of Ireland. And I'm so excited about this because it has been my dream ever since I lived here. We don't have associations of the blind and societies for the blind in the same way that they do in England and Scotland. So therefore, rehab workers attached to sensory teams over here. And it just always wanted to see a large exhibition here with all the main players coming over and showing their wares, and eventually perhaps to link up with Queen Alexandra College if it's successful, so that we can actually have a regular site village in Northern Ireland. That would be just the icing on the cake for me. But at the moment, we're trying this out, and I'm confident that it is going to be a successful event, because I've had loads of people already that have read about it on social media saying, oh, I'll be coming. I definitely want to see what's available. It's a great idea. So I've no doubt that it will be popular, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Wonderful. Well, Jackie, we look forward to hearing more as the event draws closer. Is there a website or a kind of a way to kind of track, you know, the build up so we can find out, you know, who's going to be exhibiting and stuff like that? Or are we too early for that just now?
Yes, I mean, people can contact RNIB. Probably the best way of doing it is to contact the RNIB helpline. It's always a good way of getting in touch with RNIB and what's happening, and ask if they could be referred to the Technology for Life team, and I or one of my colleagues will pick it up. If anybody's interested about wanting further information on what's happening on the day, who's coming, and things like that, whether there'll be, you know, a sighted guide there, which of course there will be. But if anybody wants any kind of information at all, contact the RNIB helpline, and then they will pass it on to the Technology for Life team. And it could be me or one of my colleagues, or it could be one of the communications team who are looking after all the bookings. So I look forward to hearing from you anyway.
So there we are, a date for the diary, the 28th of February 2024, RNIB's Technology for Life Fair in Belfast. And I'm right in saying it's free of charge, Jackie Brown?
Absolutely it is, Dave. Yes, it is free of charge, and we look forward to welcoming you.
Jackie Brown from RNIB's Technology for Life team, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.